Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's agriculture export boom from farms to foreign markets. The participants are Prakash Chawla, agriculture expert and economic analyst. Moderator is Anubha Rohatgi.
India's agricultural exports have seen a remarkable expansion in the last few years, with many products reaching foreign markets for the first time. To discuss the factors that have led to this boom in India's agri-export, how can this be further expanded, and many other issues, I'm now joined by agri-expert and economic analyst, Mr. Prakash Chawla. Mr. Chawla, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you.
Mr. Chawla, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's agricultural sector has witnessed an unprecedented export growth. The country's agri export have risen from $22.7 billion in 2013-14 to $48.15 billion in 2023-24. How do you view this achievement, and what are the factors behind this expansion?
Well, full marks to our growers, because agriculture exports, unlike other exports, are critical for our domestic consumption as well. We can only export what is surplus available to us. First and foremost, the requirement of domestic consumers, be it food or vegetables or fruits, have to be met. So, on top of the domestic consumption of 1.4 billion people, we are able to generate surplus for exports that itself speaks volume for our performance in agriculture. And I'm sure we can go further from here. We can further improve if more steps are taken. Government is aware of it.
Yes.
Some of the measures have been announced in this budget as well. For instance, the finance minister announced that if farmers diversify to certain pulses, the government assured them total procurement at MSP. So steps like that would further boost exports. And the global market food requirement would always be there.
Yes,
as long as people are there, food requirement is there.
The world is now being introduced to the distinct tastes and textures of India's agri products with the export of Sangola and Bhagwa pomegranates, Purandar figs, dragon fruit or Kamalam, and many other such fruits. One such fruit with a GI tag is Kerala's Vadakulam pineapple. Let's hear from Akashvani's Thiruvananthapuram correspondent more about this particular product.
Vadakulam pineapple is a unique variety of pineapple grown primarily in the Vadakulam region of Ernakulam district in Kerala, which is considered the largest pineapple market in India. It is known for its distinct sweet taste and aroma. 80% of Vadakulam pineapple is sold as exports and interstate deliveries. Vadakulam area of Kerala received GI tag in 2009 due to its delicious taste, unique aroma and flavor. The GI tag has helped to increase the market value and recognition of the Vadakulam pineapple in the international market. The GI Vadakulam pineapple of 2.5 metric tons, having a shelf life of 14-20 days, was exported to both Dubai and Sharjah in the first consignment. The pineapple farming, which is a major source of income for many farmers in the Vadakulam region, it has been found that the GI tagging and export facilitation by the government has contributed to the economic development of the region. Mayusha from Thiruvananthapuram.
How are these first-time agricultural exports opening up new opportunities for Indian farmers and simultaneously underlining the country's growing strength in the global market?
The agri-exports, certain ecosystem is required for agri, especially in case of fruits and vegetables. The safety standards are very crucial. The importing countries, especially in the Western markets, are very particular about it. They don't want to make any compromise on safety standards. Whether the amount of pesticide, how much is allowed, then the lab, it has to be lab tested.
Yes.
All these things make a lot of difference. And especially in fruits, you mentioned certain varieties of fruits which are making a way to certain markets for the first time.
For the first time, yes.
I'm sure it would have taken a lot of efforts to convince those governments that our fruits are safe in safety standards. We are dependable suppliers. So all these things combined together make an ecosystem which helps. And after all, consumer at the end of the day would like to eat safe fruit, safe vegetables at an affordable price. So we can be very competitive also when it comes to pricing and giving a top quality. After all, India is very rich in agroclimatic regions. We have all kind of agroclimatic regions in our country. North East has a particular kind of a agroclimatic region. South has particular, yes. North has particular. So we can be a source of agri products of various varieties throughout the year.
And as I mentioned, not just these first-time exports, but even the traditional agri exports that we have. Of course, all this would also help the farmers, the growers, because if they are able to export their products, especially new products, exotic products to international market, it's a win-win situation for them also, besides putting India on the global agricultural map.
It's a music to the ears of farmers. After all, when there's a demand from domestic consumer and on top of it, there's an export demand, even in the open market, the prices would go up and farmers would get a better yield in terms of his price realization. He would love to have. In fact, at times, because of domestic compulsions, governments resort to certain export controls, which experts say that it is not advisable. But the government has its own challenges. They have to balance between the domestic demands and the surplus that is available for exports. Because if you see, over the last few months, the inflation has been tackled. Food prices have been brought under control. So this gives more elbow room to ease restrictions. For instance, government has eased restrictions, has allowed something like 10 lakh tons of sugar exports.
Even rice, restrictions on rice exports.
On non-basmati rice, yes, have been sort of eased.
Eased, yes.
But wheat controls are still there. So from farmers' point of view, they are all for exports. It's for the policymakers to strike a good balance between the domestic requirements and our exportable surplus that we generate.
Assam's Letiku fruit is another product which has been exported to the international market in the last few years. How is it benefiting the local farmers? Let's hear from our correspondent.
From the last few years, several agricultural products of Assam made their way to international markets, boosting the economy as well as the morale of the farmers of the state. For the first time, under the leadership of Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi, a shipment of fruits known as Leteku in Assamese, also called Burmese grapes, exported to Dubai via Delhi in 2021. The Leteku were sourced from the Dorong district. In the same year, Assam also exported the iron-rich Baudhan or red rice, which is grown in the Brahmaputra Valley, to the USA. The state also exported Tezpur lychee to London in 2022 and pineapples of Kasar district to Dubai in the same year. Assam also exported Kazi lemons and pumpkin syrups from the Sipsagar district to Dubai last year. This export put Assam's exotic produce on the global map, providing the potential of India's northeastern states in the international trade, apart from empowering the farmers and boosting the rural income. These exports also highlights how the Modi government's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat is creating new opportunities for Indian farmers. Aminul Haq Joddar, Akashbani, Guwahati.
Among the agri products which are making it to the international market for the first time ever is Tripura's jackfruit. We have this report from our Agartala correspondent.
Tripura has been actively expanding its agricultural exports, particularly with its queen variety of pineapples, which holds a GI tag and is recognized as a state food. In addition to pineapples, the state has been exporting jackfruit, scented lemon, burai chili, and aromatic jasmine rice to international markets, including Dubai, Qatar, London, and neighboring Bangladesh. To further boost agricultural exports, the Tripura government has signed an MOU with the National Cooperative Organics Limited, an entity under the Union Ministry of Cooperation. Under this collaboration, the state recently exported 3 metric tons of aromatic rice worth 3.3 lakh rupees abroad. Additionally, in January this year, Tripura marketed around 2000 kilo of borai chili, which generated revenue to the tune of 11 lakh rupees. With growing demand, there is significant potential for expanding exports of scented rice and millets cultivated in the state. The Department of Horticulture is also focusing on promoting organically grown fruits and vegetables with high nutritional value, which will aid in increasing farmers' income. Currently, Tripura has 40 farmer producers company that are organically certified, each of its own license, board of directors, CEOs and managing directors. The state government is actively encouraging these FPCs to participate in business conclaves across the country to showcase their products and explore new market opportunities.
Kunal Shinde, Akashvani, Agartala.
How important are the various government schemes targeting the agriculture sector and farmers, including the PM Krishi Sinchai Yojana and Agriculture Infrastructure Fund, and organizations such as the Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority, that is the APDA? How important are these in expanding our exports by providing financial and infrastructure assistance to our farmers and at the same time ensuring that our exports meet international quality standards?
In the sense, because export markets are subject to a lot of vulnerability, volatility in prices, in policy controls. Importing countries resort to so many non-trade barriers. So government schemes have to not only promote the domestic production and then ensure that surplus is generated for our exports, and then through different market intervention schemes.
Yes.
Even product-specific schemes, be it rubber, be it cardamom, spices, be it pulses, and then you need to give support in terms of transport subsidy. The only problem is now, as you are witnessing, in the global trade economy,
yes,
there are a lot of restrictions in terms of...
Protectionism is taking...
Tariff is... So this is where our exports, we expect our government to be proactive in ensuring that our agri exports and fruits and vegetable exports are not met with those kind of tariff protections, barriers. And we only hope that government will be on top of the situation.
A strong leadership is required to bring an overall change in agriculture sector. Now, we all know that reforms in agriculture sector is the need of the hour. Prime Minister Modi is working with a vision to transform the agriculture sector, and India's fast expanding agriculture exports are a testament to this. Would you agree that a visionary leadership like we have today can only bring transformation in the agriculture sector?
It goes without saying you need visionary leadership and strong leadership for any reforms. And agriculture reforms are difficult because it requires a lot of outreach.
Yes.
A lot of outreach. You need to really handhold them at a state government level, at a local government level. So handholding policy is, generating policy is one thing. But then when you implement it right to the grassroots level, you need to reach out to them and then explain to them what is the purpose of these reforms. Once they are convinced that these reforms are meant to benefit them only, they would naturally go for it. There is no doubt they will not go for it. So a lot of effort is required by everybody.
If we look at the global agricultural trade, that is worth about $2 trillion, whereas Indian exporters are contributing only about 2.4% to it at the moment. What are the major challenges that the agri exporters are facing, and what needs to be done to overcome these?
Well, as I said earlier, we have domestic consumption itself is so huge. You can export only the surplus. We have 1.4 billion, largest population in the world. So we have to feed them. Then we have government programs like Garib Kalyan Yojana. We have to give free ration to 800 million people. First, we need to ensure that the adequate quantity is made available, set aside before even we have a surplus for exports. So the answer to your question lies in generating more surplus, more productivity. Even when we have surplus, we have to ensure that the price stability is ensured. Export controls and restrictions should be the minimal.
And the export products should be the international standards as well.
That is where these roles of the extension services, our scientific laboratories, our agriculture laboratories, that's the role. After all, farmers have to be educated, have
yes.
to be hand-held. Their hand must be, somebody must hold their, somebody must tell them, use only this kind of pesticides. Go for organic farming. If you go for organic farming, you can generate better returns.
Yes.
So it's a holistic kind of an approach, and we need to keep going about it because we have a challenge of generating enough food grains, food security for our domestic consumer. We have come a long way from a situation where we were required to import. But in certain areas, for instance, we need to do a lot of work even for domestic production, areas like edible oil.
Pulses.
We need to go a long way. Let us hope that things will continue to work.
Mr. Prakash Chawla, thank you so much for joining us in this discussion.
Great to be with you.
You are listening to a discussion on India's agriculture export boom from farms to foreign markets. The participants were Prakash Chawla, agriculture expert and economic analyst. Moderator was Anubha Rohatge. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.